Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Hopefully you took good care of yourself this weekend and are facing Monday rested and restored. If you're like most of us, however, you spent much of your time caring for others, maybe even to the point of burning yourself out. It's true in families and it's true in business. Dee Dee Rapp is a business consultant, motivational speaker, and author. Her book, Journey Words, offers strategies for great customer service. She joins us now in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Dee Dee Rapp, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Lori.
This is the first time you've been on the program,
yes.
But we have talked before.
Yes.
I've written about you before, always been intrigued with your work. And let's start with a little bit of background about you then. Journey Words is not your only book. Tell us a little bit about what else you do.
Well, I've been a professional speaker and trainer and consultant for 20 years. And I started that journey when I lived in Wyoming and continued when I moved here about 12, 13 years ago. And after I moved here, I completed my first book, Dear Mom, which was all about healing from a sudden loss, which of course ties right into self-care because grief is a big thing that a lot of people have to deal with in real life.
Right.
And so that led to the sequel called Find Your Pink Flamingos, the joy of that journey. And I do so much work in customer service that I pulled all of that into the book called Journey Words, which is designed to help us not just provide great service, but take care of ourselves in that process.
Why pink flamingos? We better let people in on the fun of the flamingo.
Oh, I know,
you.
The joy of the flamingo. My mother had a flock of those on the prairie farm in the 1960s, just years after plastic was even created. My mother managed to have a flock.
Wow.
In northeastern South Dakota, in the land of ducks and geese and mud hens, my mother had those birds. They embarrassed me, and later on when I was trying to heal from losing my mom, they became a symbol of all that I got that I didn't realize I had gotten from this woman.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that we get are those things that really do help us on our entire journey. We just didn't realize that we had received them.
Hmm. 20 years of doing this work. Did self-care and the notion of taking care of yourself in order for you to do your work in the world, was that part of the conversation 20 years ago? Or
you know,
is it
ironically,
so
it was because I was hired to create a keynote for a group of women in Wyoming whose jobs involved working in the prison system in Wyoming. And I was hired to, quote-unquote, improve their self-esteem in an hour and 30 minutes. And so I created what became High Tide on the Prairie. Yeah. And self-care is the first book in that, first gift in that series of five gifts that we give ourselves to make our journey great, which has been my first a marketing theme and then a life theme. This is our journey, and we can do so much to make it really wonderful every day.
Did you feel the pressure of that? Do you sit down and feel a responsibility when you're getting ready to talk to a group and say, okay, I've got such a limited amount of time with these people.
Do.
What can I possibly say? You take that seriously.
I do, and I try to be the kind of speaker who, yes, I love to inspire people, but I love to give them some real tips and real ideas because real life is here and now. It's the weekend when you take the time to enjoy and relax. Then about 4 o'clock, you feel guilty like I did Saturday reading all day. 4 o'clock, I started washing windows in that windy weather. Crazy, but we do crazy stuff.
Right. All right. So what is self-care? Can we define it?
Yeah. And it's that elusive term, but I think it is really about doing what's good for you. Good for your physical health, good for your mental health, good for your emotional health. And I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a doctor. As I tell my grandson, I'm an old broad now. I just have a lot of experience of going down the wrong path and then finding myself there. And I also have a huge personal motivation. My mother and her mom both died of heart disease at age 62.
Wow.
I'm 61. So I have a real motivation here to say, what can I do every day to take care of myself?
Did you see them and the women who came before you not taking care of themselves?
You know, they just work so bloody hard.
Yeah.
My grandmother drove the draft horse team on the farm during the Great Depression. My mother worked in the garden and worked in the house, and they just worked. And I think the joy they got came from making things for their families versus just doing things for them. You know what I mean? And and that's what we all do, especially, maybe not just especially if you're a woman, but moms, you know, we are always taking care of your kids. Now I got my granddaughter visiting. So this weekend was all about her, and I'm just tired today.
We were talking about that before, and as much as we love these kids,
yeah,
and we wanted, you know, do everything for them and be, they have an energy that maybe I don't have right now.
And I think, though, you know, when we think about our kids, and you take the definition of self-care as doing things that are good for you, we can teach them now.
Right.
We can teach them to take that 20 minutes and just read. Get off the phone, just read and chill and realize how much you love that Harry Potter book. Because she does. She's reading the series. And just let yourself enjoy that.
What does it look like for people? Well, before we say what it looks like and talked about some of the details, let's talk about how it could impact, you know, a business, a work, a profession.
It can... It's a huge impact. When you have employees who are in charge of customer service, and I believe that we are all involved in customer service, whether you serve directly or you're making the thing that customers get, you're either serving customers or coworkers and the community. And when you are in a good place, you're going to be just more positive and more able to give that really good service. Service markets us. Service separates us from our competition. Service is critical in today's world. Well, you can't give that if you don't give it authentically. You can't sustain it, let's just say. Mm. You might be able to show up and say, okay, I'm going to do my best today. But when you've taken care of yourself, you can sustain that level of great service. And that makes the job also more fun. And when the job is more fun, we tend to stick around longer. We want to keep our best employees. So when we can encourage self-care for them, that is going to help them stick around, deliver great service, and that's a win-win-win.
Can it become part of a culture?
I think so. I think so. When it's talked about and it's encouraged. Years ago in an earlier life, I worked at the Eros Data Center. And I remember working there in my early 20s as a technical writer and going out for walks over the noon hour. That had never occurred to me on the farm. It never occurred to me in college. But here I am taking a walk over the noon hour with other people who were walking. That's easy. We can all walk 5, 10, 15 minutes and be outside with nature and rejuvenate. So when an organization supports that idea, and that's just one. There's tons of things that groups can do to encourage that. It does become part of the culture and it says, take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. And then it's good for us, too.
Let's talk about some of the steps. What are some of the fundamentals of self-care that are easy for people to understand and latch on to?
I think the first one is just to realize that it is our job. We have to own it. And, you know, if you've ever rented a car versus owning a car, you get the difference. When you rent a car, you still have to put gas on, but you don't have to do all the maintenance and make sure that everything's working. Mm. When you own the car, you've got to make sure it's working. Well, take our bodies. You know, we've got to make sure they're working. This is us. This is ours. We have to do what we can every day. So then that becomes looking at things like what's in the physical realm. And being the old broad that I am, I'm really into stretching. And I wish I had known that. I keep thinking, what do I wish I knew in my 20s?
Right.
Oh, I wish I had known that yoga was a stretching thing, not some do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But just stretching, how important that is. So I encourage people to get up from their computers, stretch every so often and have something that reminds you. Maybe it's top of the hour. Maybe it's every 30 minutes. But just stretch. If you've never taken yoga, don't be afraid of it. Look it up online. Just find some gentle stretches that you can do. And the walking. And I think also we forget. And my mom said this on the farm. I didn't like to listen to her sometimes, but she would say, oh, just take a deep breath. Yeah. Really, Mom? No, I don't want to. But at work, and we can just take a deep breath. We can let go of so much stuff. Mm. And that kind of leads into the second part, which is the mental part. I think we hang on to a lot of negativity. I don't think we do it intentionally. I think we just get mad. Maybe we have families who hold grudges. Maybe we remember that last horrible customer or somebody who let us down. And so it's like all this negative junk that we can keep. And if you imagine holding in your hands a rock, and say it's 5, 10 pounds, and that rock symbolizes all the stuff that didn't go right, but you're holding on to it, and you have to take that with you throughout your day, Okay, you have to hold that rock. Okay, that rock is with you because you've decided you are resentful, you're a little mad, you didn't like that, and so you're just hanging on to all that stuff. Then imagine instead letting that go. And there's almost that instant sense of relief that you let it go. And when we can let go of some of that stuff, let go of negative energy, we have more room for the positive energy. And self-care is all about positive energy and believing that you don't have to earn this. You deserve it. You give it to yourself.
Do you think that gets in people's way, that they deserve it? Do you think that at the core of, not taking care of yourself enough, there is the feeling that it's selfish, that somehow you don't deserve it, or it will cause you to fall short in areas?
Because we're supposed to focus on everybody else. And the ironic part there is, like, take it back to the business world. In customer service, you do have to focus on the customers. I train on that many times. Right. You have to focus on the customers. But to do that, you have to focus on you. To be and do your best every day in the workplace means you have to fuel yourself. And yes, that means eating right. Yes, that means exercising. But that also means making sure that you are in the most positive space you can be. You can't hold positive space if you're going to hold on to all this junk. So letting go, forgiving, letting go, put down the rock or rocks.
Right. You recently spoke to a group of nurses about taking care of themselves, and that's, I think, a good example. You're a nurse, let's say, and many other people. You're working a 10 to 12 hour shift. Your entire job is to pay very close attention to other people's needs. Did you have nurses come up to you and say, "Oh, that just doesn't, it's not possible in my job"?
I think they're trying really hard. I think everybody's trying hard. And the funny thing is that they might think, well, then I'll go home and I'll take care of myself. Well, real life, I mean, how many times do we go home and real life is we get to put our feet up, somebody brings us a nice margarita, some hors d'oeuvres, they feed us, they bathe us, we're taken care of, right? No. In real life, you still go on. So we have to insert these practices everywhere. Because self-care for real life means, you know, unless you are blessed enough to have somebody who brings you the margarita and the hors d'oeuvres, we, in real life, we have to manage all of it to the best of our abilities. And that's why believing you can do it. Start small. If you've never done the silly stretching stuff, Google it, look it up, find some stretches that you can do just to let go of that physical stress that comes in when you sit at the computer or you're on the phone or you're, you know, doing whatever you do when you're a nurse. And I'm not a nurse, so they don't want me going there. But, you know, it's like, break it up.
When do you know that, you know, it's enough? Is there, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, if you haven't taken care of yourself for such a long time, a 5-minute stretch session maybe, you know, is going to feel like, well, didn't do much. Is there a time that it starts to build up and you start noticing the impact?
You start feeling better. And I think at the end of the day, instead of leaving tired and weary, you'll be tired because you worked hard at a job and you gave a lot, but you won't be mentally weary. If you have taken care of yourself, you're going to have more joy throughout the day. That's why I care about this topic. I think we all deserve to have more joy in what we do because we all serve. Whatever we're doing, we're about service to other people. And that should be a joyful experience. It should not be, oh my God, it's Monday. Can't Friday come today? You know, I mean, one of my cartoons, one of my PowerPoints, I have a picture of a rooster who's obviously been in a fight on the farm. The rooster has about a third of his feathers missing. And he says something like, how's your week going? And it's only Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we don't want that. But when we practice this stuff, and you might not have 5 minutes, use 5 seconds. Use the little bit of time you've got to change it up a little bit and do something good for you.
As you spend a career sort of working on how to help businesses with service, how to help individuals who work in businesses. Has that created an expectation that you would take care of yourself and you would figure out how these things work in your own life. Mm-hmm. In other words, you better be practicing what you preach.
Oh, absolutely. That and losing my mom and realizing in her death that I had lost my mom and my grandmother to the same thing. So I'm trying to beat that clock. So that's huge in my world. And the other part is, yeah, I have to practice what I preach. But I also know that this is real life. And we all fall back into, okay, I'm reading, and now, oh, let's go wash the windows, which was crazy on Saturday. Why didn't I keep reading? I felt a little guilty about not doing anything productive, so right. I washed the windows. Yeah. So this is not, we don't wear halos in this world with self-care. We just keep practicing, and we stay connected to other positive people who remind us that this is good for you, and you deserve it. You don't got to earn it. You deserve it.
What are businesses looking for from you today? What are they asking for the most? Is there a trend that you sort of see? Yep, everybody is really keyed into this idea right now. Everybody wants their employees to hear this message.
I think most of my clients want their employees to be able to engage with their customers. Engagement became this big word about 7, 8, 9 years ago when Gallup did a survey about engagement in the workplace. And they want people to be more engaged in their jobs. I think for people to do that, they have to really be willing to take a look at what they do for themselves. Because we're people, we're not robots. Mm. We're not going to push the button and do A, B, C, D. We're going to show up every day making this decision to be and do our best. And when we've practiced self-care, that's like fueling ourselves to be able to do what we do.
The book is called Journey Words. There are other books, Dear Mom. Mm-hmm. Find them on the website. We'll put a link up on our website. And then some emails, inspiration right to your inbox. Tell us about that.
I've created a series of 15 emails as follow-up for clients who's when I've done these workshops. And so anybody who's listening who wants those, just go to my website, get my email address, tell me that you want them, and then I'll put you in the next group to send, because I send these out in batches. And for 15 weeks, you'll get these inspirational messages that are just designed to say, here's something simple that I can do this week. Hmm. And I think you'll like them. I think that they're helpful.
Right to your inbox and with a limited number of time. And, you know, so you can give it 15 weeks of taking care of yourself. Yeah. See what happens.
My gift to you is that.
Monday.
Happy Monday. That's right.
Dee Dee Rapp is our gift to you this Monday. Dee Dee, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori. I really appreciate it.
Come back again.
Will do. Thank you.